Hello, it's James McGarry here, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2392, recorded on Thursday, the 10th of September, 2026. We'd like to welcome new listener, Mr. Cecil Smith of Great Yarmouth. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recording. Bridget Cook is away, so I'm joined by this week's editor, Sarah Lusher. Together, we will bring you local news stories, letters from the evening news, and our first feature, which is about an interesting woman known as the Butterfly Lady of Norfolk. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature, looking at Norwich pioneer Samuel Woodward. At the end of this week's news will be the latest edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. And here is Sally Abbott to tell you what's in this month's issue.
Hello, everyone. The September edition of Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is ready. Heritage Open Days return this month, and we've rounded up some of the highlights to help you make the most of this wonderful celebration of history and culture. We bring you the story of Windsong, the new sailing boat created for Burnham Overy Stave, with the spirit of tradition and the thrill of speed. Our resident historian Chris Armstrong tells of legendary actor Sir John Mills, born in North Elmham. We meet the people who care for Norfolk's only locked wherry sailing canal, which is marking its 200th anniversary. All this and a great deal more, so please keep listening after the news.
So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A Hollywood superstar is in talks to buy a stake in Norwich City Football Club. A pub has been named the best in Britain to enjoy a pint by the water. And a solar summit is to consider the effect of the boom in schemes.
Hugh Jackman, the Hollywood superstar, is in talks to buy a stake in Norwich City. The actor, who's been a Canaries fan since childhood, has revealed he is currently negotiating with the board to purchase shares in the club. Jackman, who has links to Norfolk through his mother, who still lives in Norwich, added, "I went to Carrow Road a couple of times and I love the Canaries, and this year we're going to get promoted. That's my prediction." The actor, who was born in Australia, has previously spoken of how he visited his mother a number of times as a child and made a trip to Carrow Road when he was 16. The club is currently owned by Norfolk Holdings Group, headed up by Mark Attanasio. It is understood that discussions between the club and Jackman, who is said to be worth £100 million, have been going on for some time now, and that investment would be into Norwich City and not Norfolk Holdings Group. In 2011, he said that Delia Smith, then majority shareholder, had asked him to invest in the club. "When I was in Australia, growing up, I had English parents who had emigrated to Australia. We used to watch the FA Cup. It was the only thing we were allowed to stay up for, 3 o'clock in the morning. We had to go to Bedford first, and then we were woken up to watch it. So I was seeing all these teams, Arsenal and all those sort of teams, and I was like, I've got to pick a team. I said, 'Mum, where are you from?' And she said, 'Norwich.' And I asked, 'Is there a football team in Norwich?' And she said, 'Yep.' And I said, 'That's my team.'"
Care home residents have taken to the open road thanks to a special outing on a motorcycle trike. The ride was organised by Wishlist Bikers for residents at the Warren Care Home in Sproston. The charity, run by volunteers, offers trike rides to help people relive the freedom of motorcycle travel. Elizabeth Tacliad, general manager at the Warren, said, "We have a few residents who used to love going out on their motorcycle, and going out with Wishlist Bikers gives them the opportunity to experience being back on a bike again." The outing was especially meaningful for 91-year-old resident Mary, who said, "I wish I could ride my bicycle one more time. I had a Norton and loved going out for rides on it."
A pub in Norwich has been named among the best in Britain to enjoy a pint by the water. Ribs of Beef in Wensum Street has earned a spot in the iPapers list of the top 20 waterside pubs in the country. The guide praised its superb range of cask beers and its location by the Fye Bridge, where it almost overhangs the Wensum with a narrow terrace teetering above the water. It is also home to Pub and Paddle, which allows people to hire a canoe and spend a day on the river. The pub, which dates back to 1743, was renamed Ribs of Beef in 1985 by former owners Roger and Anthea Caudron.
A new music shop is opening in Norwich, bringing fresh sounds to the city. Hobgoblin Music, a family-run chain specialising in folk and acoustic instruments, will open its 10th UK branch in Norwich. The shop will be located above Carberry's Cafe in Wensum Street and will offer new and second-hand acoustic instruments, including guitars, violins, mandolins, banjos, woodwind and concertinas. The owners of Carberry's, Dan and Louise Hanrahan, invited Hobgoblin to use their upstairs space following the closure of a national music shop chain in 2025, which left a gap in the city's music scene. Hobgoblin Music was founded in 1976 by Pete and Manny McClelland, who remained directors alongside their daughter and managing director, Nicola Rain. When Dan and Louise approached us about opening a shop above their cafe, my parents and I came up to Norwich with an open mind and we fell in love with the city and with the beautiful space we were being offered, Miss Rain said. The shop will also stock a wide range of spare parts and accessories and will be open 5 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
The surge in applications for solar farms across acres of Norfolk's countryside has prompted a solar summit to discuss the cumulative impact of so many schemes. Parish and town councils representing areas where massive developments have been proposed are to come together. The summit, organised by Mid-Norfolk Conservative MP George Freeman, aims to bring together parish and town councils, MPs and representatives from other organisations to discuss whether the current planning system properly considers the collective impact of solar developments. Planning inspectors have been considering proposals for the 2,800-acre Droves solar farm between Castleacre and Swaffham and are about to start scrutinising plans by the same developer, Island Greened Power, for East Pye's solar farm. That £1 billion project is proposed for land near Long Stratton and Hempnall in South Norfolk, while developer RWE is planning the Highgrove solar farm on more than 4,000 acres between Dereham and Swaffham. Because these proposals are deemed by the government to be nationally significant infrastructure projects, they are not being considered by local decision makers. Instead, planning inspectors are considering the evidence and representations before making a recommendation to Energy Security and Net Zero Secretary Miata Farnabule, who has the final say on whether the scheme goes ahead. While developers say the schemes will generate clean energy to power hundreds of thousands of homes, critics say valuable farmland will be lost and the countryside ruined. Mr. Freeman said, "I am not opposed to solar and recognise we need to increase renewable energy generation, but we also need to ask whether the sheer scale and cumulative impact of the current proposals for Norfolk are right." Norfolk is home to some of the country's best agricultural land. Surely it's madness to be considering taking this out of action for decades when food security remains a key issue in the UK. Mr. Freeman said commercial areas and rooftops should be prioritised for solar installations instead of productive farmland.